Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jackie Sander and we're going to be visiting about something that's coming up a ways down the road, but for good reason. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Jackie, we're going to talk about a flea market alley on June 6th and 7th. Y'all, we're not even into March, but why are we talking about something in June 6th and 7th?
We would like to have vendors contact us to be able to set up.
Okay, this is for Flea Market Alley. This is kind of a new event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're hoping that this is the first of many. There will be a car part swap, a tool swap, and then the flea market.
All right. And, of course, this you've scheduled this at the same weekend as the White Pole Road Garage Sale, which runs right through Anita. And that's been going on for a few years.
Yes, quite a long time.
Yeah, so I think you're smart just to hook on to that. I don't know if you're a junk antique person, but you've seen on TV there's some of those roads, those kind of flea market things that run for miles and miles, hundreds of miles.
Yes.
So you're just going to add to this White Pole Road garage sale.
Correct.
Now, okay, you mentioned car parts. Any particular kinds of things? I mean, can they bring whole old cars or just parts? Or is there any kind of guidelines you'd give there?
Nope, it's wide open. If they want to sell it, they need to bring it.
All right. And then tools, same thing?
Right.
Okay, now, are you going to have spaces allowed for them? You know, where are they going to set up?
The car part swap and the tool swap will be in in Keystone Park.
Okay.
Which is south of the railroad tracks and to the east. Then the actual flea market will be set up partly by the airport and in First Street, which is the alley that runs parallel to Main Street, but south.
Okay.
Like it goes behind Casey's General store.
Okay. I'm guessing by then you're going to have some kind of map or something to help people find that.
Yes.
And at the same time, there will probably be a lot of individuals that having them at their homes, in their garages, and so on.
That could be, yeah.
I mean, I think I've been over at that time to visit Anita, and it seems like quite a few people take advantage of that. And I'm guessing if they're smart, there's going to be even more people because you're going to be doing, I'm guessing, a lot of publicity about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, one of the things that will be needing is the only food vendors that we're letting in will have to be from Cass County.
Okay. And I know there are a few folks in Cass County who have those food trailers that can travel around.
Right.
And probably like churches, perhaps, might
Correct.
Be possibilities.
Or maybe even the beef or pork producers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah, thinking about June 6th and 7th, we won't have any sweet corn yet.
No.
But there'll be lots of other good things. So that's another kind of vendor that you really are looking for, are those food vendors.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what if somebody has produce? I'm thinking, you know, even early June, there could be some garden people who would like to sell produce. Would that be allowed?
Yes, they'd be more than welcome.
Okay. Now, some other things that I notice, you're going to have food, you're going to have all the swap and flea meat, but also some entertainment?
The Grand Ole Opry will be doing the entertainment on Saturday evening in the Bandshell Park.
Okay, and that's free, obviously, if it's in the park.
Yes, yes. And also with that, we're going to have a 50-50 raffle, and we will draw for that at the intermission of the performance on Saturday night.
Okay. So I think this is all pretty exciting, and people are really into a lot of the junk stuff. Are you into that, Jackie, decorating with junk?
Yes, I am.
You could probably give us lessons. And there are some real treasures. Sometimes when I see what people do with some of those things, this is a real opportunity to go to the flea market. There might even be a tool or a car part that can be turned into, who knows, a coffee table or something. You just got to look at things a little bit differently. Now,
you have to look outside the box.
That's exactly right. That's what the successful people do with the junk and all those things. A lot of people still aren't calling it junk, but we spell it with J-U-N-Q-U-E, right? It's special junk.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay, now, if people want a spot that you're going to be setting up, is there a fee for that?
Yes. $20 pays for both days, and the lot sizes are approximately 10 by 15 feet.
Okay. And they would have to bring their own tables or their own whatever, or sell out of the backs of the pickups or whatever.
Right. And we'll have no electric hookup. So okay. They can, if they would like to bring a personal generator, they're more than welcome.
Okay. So lots of opportunities here, I think. I mean, you've left it with not too many rules and regulations, so people can be creative a bit. And if somebody is thinking about, you know, they're going to come for both days, maybe they'd like to go out and stay at Lake Anita State Park.
Correct, yes.
Could do.
Or we have a motel in town, and we have several good places in town to eat afterwards. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you need to be thinking ahead here, making those plans if you want to sell something as flea market or car parts or tool parts, tools, new or old tools.
Correct.
Yeah. You need to be thinking about these dates and getting them on your calendar and getting your spot reserved. How do they do that, Jackie? Where do they register or pay their fees and so on?
Okay. They can contact me at 712-254-0395, or they can email me at JackieRSander@gmail.com. And registration forms will also be available at the Weather Vane Cafe.
Okay, that's good. Is there a deadline for registering?
No, but the better the spot, you will have if you register early.
Okay, so you get a choice of spot when you visit with you. And I think probably, since this is new, they probably would want to visit with you to kind of find out about those spots.
Right.
And Jackie, is there somebody besides you who's working on this? Is there a sponsoring group or individuals?
Just individuals.
Okay.
Yeah. Arlen Lund came up with this idea, and how I got to be head flea, I have no idea. And the other one that is really active right now is Kim Wint.
Okay. So those people, if people have questions, they could be contacted also.
Yes.
Okay. So, again, this is June 6th and 7th. I guess if you're a shopper, you want to get it on your calendar. But if you have car parts, tools, other kinds of flea market things, and want to sell, you need to get a hold of Jackie and get that set up, too.
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay. And, Jackie, again, your phone number is?
712-254-0395.
Okay. Is your name in the Anita phone book?
It is.
Okay.
It will give my home phone.
Yes.
Yes.
You still have a landline?
I do. Okay. And I do have an answering machine. So.
Okay. Because sometimes it's easier, you know, to remember a name than a number, Jackie Sander. And Jackie is J-A-C-K-I-E. Sander's just like it sounds, S-A-N-D-E-R.
Correct.
But on your email, you stick an R in there. That must be your middle name.
Do.
Yeah, Jackie, yeah. J-A-C-K-I-E, and then R, and then Sander, S-A-N-D-E-R, @gmail.com. So I'm looking forward to this. I think it's exciting to be a part of that whole White Pole Road garage sale. It just, you know, you can just go and spend a whole day, all of it in Anita, because now you have all these added things, or go on down the road. It sounds like fun, yeah. Jackie.
Well, we're hoping to be.
You bet. And, of course, we'll be visiting with you again before those dates to just remind people, for those who want to go shopping. But the vendors need to get you contacted, knowing that it's $20 for both days to get your spot reserved. So we want to thank you very much, Jackie Sander, for working on this project and for getting the word out to folks.
And thank you very much.
You bet. Here's a thought. Until next time, sometimes people don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed.